Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Charlie Stodgill and we're going to talk about dirt road divide. Good morning to you, Charlie.
Good morning. How are you, Loan?
I'm good. Dirt road divide. Now, I hope people know that's the name of a band, and I know a lot of people know that name, but let's talk about the band. Who is in the band?
The three core members are myself from here in Atlantic and my singer Chancey Hill and guitar player from Stuart, Iowa. And then our bass player is Josh Larson from Stuart, Iowa. We do actually have two other members, which would be Ryan Aylesworth from Des Moines. He's a lead guitar player. And then Melissa Landis, who's a vocalist from Redfield. So we do have those members as well. But we're the three core members as far as me, Josh, and Chancey. So
do you sometimes play with three members, sometimes with four, sometimes with five, or do you substitute?
Kind of depends on the show. Sometimes we have some bigger shows that are bigger venues, outdoor street dances, things like that. We bring in the extra guitar, things like that for bigger shows. Smaller little shows, we just do our three core members and go from there.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that these folks are from kind of spread out around the state of Iowa. How did you get together?
Well, actually, Chancey and myself have been playing together for 3 or 4 years now. We started back like 3 or 4 years ago with the original group, which was Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab, and Josh was actually a member of that band as well. That band kind of parted ways. Me and Chancey had stuck together. We've been through two or three different bands together on the way, and then we ended up forming this group back up, and then Josh rejoined us as bass player. And so we've been really going strong with this one now and keeping it going. So,
you know, that history reminds me, I'm not very familiar with bands, but it seems like that's kind of what happens with bands, that something causes you to separate and then you kind of get back together. It's all in the music.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, when everybody has that passion for what we do and we all have the same drive and same energy of what we want to do in a band and things like that, it really is great to have that same synergy with everybody and keeping things going. So
now, for the people who are not familiar with Dirt Road Divide, let's talk about the kinds, I'm sure it's more than one kinds of music that you play.
Well, we primarily do a lot of country stuff. We do some older country. We do a lot of newer country. We do throw in some classic rock, and we have a little bit of blues stuff we do. We're in the process of working on some original stuff as well that we're going to start throwing in. But for the most part, we kind of have a wide variety of what we do. We try to keep a nice variety of things and keep everybody happy, so.
And maybe that kind of depends on who your audience is and who's asked you to play?
Oh, of course. I mean, we have certain things that we pull out at, you know, at different venues for different shows. You know, it kind of depends on the crowd. There's certain things we can't play at certain venues, things like that, you know. So we have a wide variety that we can pull out and a lot of things on back burner that we can pull out if we need to, so.
Okay. Well, we need to mention that if people want to hear you, those of you who I know you have fans who will come to hear you, and some new folks maybe that will become fans. The one I want to mention first, of course, is Produce in the Park, which is this evening, 5 to 7, Atlantic City Park. Come, bring your lawn chair, your blank, whatever. Come and sit and listen, maybe buy your evening meal, and just enjoy your music, Charlie. And like I say, I know you have some following, some fans that you expect to show up.
Yeah, exactly. We look forward to that. We've played a few places here in town before. We've played for Produce in the Park before. We've got a lot of different venues that actually hire us. I mean, we play anywhere from here to Des Moines to all over. We haven't really broke a lot west yet, but we got a lot of things that we have going on. We've got street dances. We've got people hiring us for weddings. All this different things going on. We got really busy this year, which is really great. We look forward to having a lot of people come out and see us. And, if anybody's looking to find our dates, anything like that, we are on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We do have, an email address too, dirtroaddivide@gmail.com. If anybody's looking to contact us, other than that, I mean, we've got, you know, anybody can contact us, you know, personally.
But having that Facebook, I know that's easy for a lot of people to contact you. And obviously, your email address is really easy to remember. So that's pretty good marketing, Charlie. I want to know a little bit about you. When did you start getting into music?
I actually started getting into music when I was really young. My dad played lead guitar for years when I was growing up. And I actually started playing drums when I was about 8 years old. And I started playing, actually going to bars and different things with him when he was playing and actually getting up and playing with his bands and things like that. And so I played music for all my life, basically, with my dad and things like that. And And I just kept it going. I got out for a little while. You know, I didn't have to play there for a little while. And then I had jumped in with a band here in Atlantic to start with. And then this all kind of formed up, and we've been going ever since. So
that's great. You're just carrying on another generation of music. Now, you mentioned the different venues, the outdoor, the street dances, weddings, and so on. What's the biggest place you've ever played in so far?
Well, I'd have to say our biggest show we've played so far would probably be up in Baird, Iowa. We played for a big grand opening for a new bar up there, and they had a huge street dance up there. And they actually had drone quadcopters flying over, taking videos of the street and everybody there. And that was a really good show. I actually had a real good turnout, and we had a really awesome show that night.
Yeah,
so.
What fun. You didn't maybe know you were going to have those drones overhead. Yeah, you know, we hear kind of bad things about drones, but I think in that case maybe it was good.
Nope, it was a good deal. Yep, for sure.
Very good. And as you mentioned, you have these other band members that I'm sure all have their musical histories, and you want people to come and hear them. Now, let me ask you, I'm assuming that sometime down the road, especially as you get some of your original songs, that you're thinking about recording. Have you done that so far, or what's your goal?
We haven't really done any recording just yet. We've tried to do some personal recordings, like in shop where we practice, things like that. We're trying to work on getting some more recordings that we can get uploaded onto our Facebook page, things like that. Eventually down the road, I'm assuming once we get more originals and get more things going on with what we got going, we'll definitely probably try to do some recording type stuff and get some more videos and things out there and get some of our material out there more for people.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's a little easier to do than it used to be, that there are more facilities, more technology and so on that you can use to get that job done.
For sure. And we've had actually people contact us and want us to maybe come and do some recording sessions and things like that. We just haven't locked anything down just yet because we're not quite ready to get to that point yet to go in and actually do a full recording session and things like that. So,
yeah. Well, yes, and you have to have enough music that you want to play, I guess.
Absolutely.
If you're going to do a recording. So all of that's an important thing. What, as you look out there, Charlie, you know, is your dream to go nationwide? What's your kind of dream here as you work with the group?
Well, you know, it's hard. That's kind of a hard question to ask because, you know, all of us are really in this for the love of the music. And we want to, you know, we just want to make everybody happy and everybody to enjoy what we're doing. And just to look out off the stage, whatever stage we're playing, if it's a small town bar, if it's a stage at a big show, anything like that. I mean, we just like to make sure everybody's happy and into what we're doing and enjoy everything that we're putting out there. So it just takes a lot of our energy. And the more that the feedback that we get from the audience and things like that, it just gives us more energy to be able to perform and keep going.
So come on out to Produce in the Park tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, or, you know, come and go up until 7 o'clock, have your meal and listen to Dirt Road Divide and give you some feedback. And they probably could come up and do a request.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can try requests. We've definitely got a lot of stuff on back burners that we can try to pull out. If not, we can definitely try to pull it off. Generally, Chancey's really good about if he'll know a song, he can generally mess with it for 2 minutes and he'll get it figured out and we can at least try to play it. He's pretty good about that. So for the most part, we try to do whatever we can. So
okay. And to me, that's sort of the miracle of music. I don't understand that, but it's just something that I just admire in all of you who can do that.
Absolutely.
So again, tonight, right away tonight, you can come here, Dirt Road Divide, and we hope you'll do that. And if not, go to Facebook.
And then I do have our phone numbers too. They can contact either myself at 712-249-7095, or they can contact Chancey at 515-783-7780. That's our phone numbers that they can get a hold of us for bookings, anything like that too. So
okay. Well, great. Thank you so much, Charlie Sagel, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. Music is the strongest form of magic.